You gotta get yourself an earpiece because this disturbs the whole room, the phone. But it's okay, you're allowed to listen and learn, but it's just much louder than what he's here.
Yeah, you know what, I'm sorry. You should
have told me that
before.
I wouldn't have to
show. Why?
Because you were learning. So, right there. We are up to the middle of the paragraph of Kibbutz Rabbi V'Talmid Chacham. In fact, the middle of the first paragraph, which is a rather long paragraph, but like usual, I can't identify. B'chei Shemaisha Shaninu, in the beginning of Avos, Maisha Kibbutz Tarim Yisinai Mitzar LeYeshua. B'chei B'chol Dar V'Dar Karav L'Talmidav. Every Rebbe gives over to the Talmidim. B'lulei Samchua Rabbam, as the Kala Tarim B'Talav. You couldn't rely on your Rebbe, there goes the Tarim. K'mashamah Hilloi Shaker. Shamaloi, the Gair said to him, Tarim Shemaksav, Ani Mamincha, I believe you, Tarim Shemaksav, Ushababeh, Ani Mamincha. Gereni, B'Megayim Yamashlam, Deni Tarim Shemaksav. Gairi Hills, the hill was Megayim. Yom Kama the first day. Amalei Alubeis Gimel Dalad. He taught him the letters. Machar, the next day, Apachlei. He said that the Alub is a top from the base is a shin. Amalei, by Esmalamid Liyachi. Yesterday, he didn't tell me that. Amalei, Alav Alai, Didisa Kosamchus. Aren't you relying on me? Al Pan Ami Samachalai. Which means it's impossible to have Tereshim Ksav without Tereshim Abel. Because you can't know the translation of any word without knowing Tarish about that. Like, you can't know what's an aleph and what's a tough. Right. Because that, Mimisha Mechabed is Rabbi, Mabino, Yemekabu Mimeno. That's somebody who honors his Rabbi, trusts him, and accepts. Avim Zalzu Barabbi, but if he's not Zalzu in his Rabbi, and Kaylee Aminu Shum Dover, he can't trust him. Because Dover Yuvachbek Uleinake, and he'll question everything. When came Botul Kalatira. So and they went down on how to translate the Roin.
Disgrace.
What?
Disgrace.
Disgrace. They said, what is Mabaza Tamachachem has no refuah to his makam. They were Mabaza Tamachachem. Somebody spoke against Shmuel. And a beam fell from the roof. The Mercury crushed the Arnica of the Mercury is where his brain is held. What do you call it?
The membrane.
The membrane of the brain. Kadosh Baruch Hu demands there, meaning he punishes for lack of respect. They made fun in the Malachim, meaning the Talmid Chachamim, who buys him Dvarav, and they make fun of his words, and they taunted the Nevi'im, they made fun of the people who teach his words. Those who teach you my chukim, you will treat disgustingly. He has no chelik v'arashem baza. It's included in v'arashem baza. Somebody's mevaz chacham even after he dies. Menadim knows the best, and best puts him to cherem. Why? Because that pitch kol kiyam hatayre talu b'shmiyas chachamim. The only way Torah can last is by us being mekabel from the chachamim. If ein mechabed isam, batam ayraham. If you're not mechabed them, there goes the fear, and therefore you're not mekabel from them. And forget it. It's over. Torah is over. Vasidah kol hatayre lebatul chas v'shalom, and the whole Torah we batul. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Rabbeinu Shlalim to punish Kairach, which we don't believe Moshe Rabbeinu, there goes the whole Torah. That's how the Gadama Sefer Chayyolam. Sanhedrin. Who's an Abikairish that doesn't have a Chayyolam from Abba? That Mavaza Tamid Chachamim, and we will continue Merch Hashem tomorrow. Discipler.
What?
Discipler. We are on Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph. And we are up to, Lamed Aleph. I'm sorry. Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. My mistake. Page turned, or I turned the page, my mistake. We are up to Ema. Now, where that is, go across from Tosfos Raya and move down two lines. In the middle of that line is the word Ema. So what we learned yesterday was that a Nida makes her Mishkov, a Moshav, an Av. Wherever she lays on, it's called Tumas Medris. Medris means she can step on it. Anything made to step on, lay on, sit on, right, becomes an Av Atoma. It's a Chiddush Akra that an Av makes an Av. A Nida, Zava, Zav is an Av. And yet what they lay on becomes an Av. Right? And say, that's Xeris Akasav. That's what the Torah wants. The Rabbeinu Shleilim, that's what he wants. And what's on top of her, no matter how many layers, become a Rishon. That's what we learned by Anida, Zav, and Zava. And from Psukim we derived that a Bayonida is what's under him is only a Rishon. Again, even if he didn't touch it, he lays on 10 mattresses, all 10 mattresses become a Rishon. What's on top of him, the Gemara didn't discuss. I mean, obviously the one that touches him becomes a Rishon, but not obviously, but we'll find that out. But above that, there is no mention in the Gemara yet, or I don't remember any mention in the Gemara, what would happen to the blankets 2 through 10 that don't touch him, and his bottom is like her top, or his bottom is like the Zub's top, and it's the same thing. And doesn't say anything about his top, so I don't know.
He himself is an Av.
But that, you might going to talk about that in a few minutes. Yes.
He has to wash his own clothes.
He's an avatar.
Yes,
of course. He's an
avatar. And what he's wearing when he lives with the is becomes an av.
Or yes. Saying? Yes.
Which?
Av.
An av or an av. And then if he
touches another person... Hold a second. What his clothing becomes when he lives with her? I don't know. It might be... we'll find out, I think, in a few lines tomorrow. Maybe it takes care of that.
And what if he touches another person?
I can't hear you. You have to understand, it's very hard to hear a phone when it's muffled. So I don't know what you're talking into, but it's very hard to hear it. It's muffled when it comes across here. So
how about another person?
If he touches
another person?
He's an Av. So what happens when any Av touches another person? The person becomes a
Rishon. Okay.
Dr. Gemara. Ema, Otina das all of Klau. Why don't we darshan the Pasuk as a Klau or Prat? Ema, Otina das all of Klau. It says, Isha she yishkev as Isha, when she's a Nida, it says, Otina das all of, right? He becomes like her. And then it says, Uchol amishkev asher, I don't have the pasuk in front of me. I should get a chumash. It would help. instead of trying to remember the pasuk about there, I can get a chumash and read them. I'll find it. I know where I'm looking, so not going to be that hard to find. Shachav Yishkat Ish Aisa, the man lived with Anida, same with Azava. Utsini Dasa Alav, the Tame Shivas Yamim, right? Her Nida goes on him and he becomes Tame for 7 days. The Cholam Mishkav Asha Yishkav Alav Yitma. And all the Mishkav that he lays on becomes Tame. That's the Pasuk. Frank the Gemara. Ve'ema, let us say, Utsini Dasa Alav, Klau. That's a general statement that Imamish becomes like her. Right? Her nidus goes on him. You have to understand the Xeris HaKasav here. He had no discharge. He didn't have it. He's not a nida. Yet the Torah says by living in a nida, he becomes a nida. That's what the Torah says. Utsi nidasa olav. He becomes a nida. Meaning her nidus transfers to him. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Right? That's a klau. That's a general statement. Then it says, Uchol Mishkav, which is one prat of Anita, that the Mishkav is like her, right? That's what the halacha of Mishkav is. Now, what happens that it's a prat, it's one aspect. We have a rule in the Torah that whenever the Torah says klal and then a prat, it means only the prat, nothing else. Klal uprat, aim b'klal elamashe b'prat. That's the rule in the Torah. So here the Torah said a klal, he becomes like her, but then the Torah gave you one specific, that his mishkav is metame, yitma. So let's say that only the mishkav. For everything else, he's not like her. If he would touch a person, or he would touch clothing, it would not become tame, because the Torah specified one aspect that he's like her. If the Torah would have just said, Tina das olav, I would say he's exactly like her, for all, everything. Came along the Torah and said, no, b'chol ha-mishkav. That means the Torah came along and gave you one specific. The rule in the Torah is, whenever you have a klal followed by a prat, the Torah only means that specific, nothing else. So why do we say that the guy who lives with Anita becomes an avatoma, and if he touches a person, that person becomes tamei, if he touches clothing, that clothing becomes tamei? Why? The Torah limited it to one thing, his mishkav, his mattress, nothing else. And for the Gemara, ein b'klal ma'ase b'prat, mishkav v'mashiv in, midiach v'ini loy, nothing else. Amar Abaya, yitma shivas yamim, mastik ha'inyan, as I read the pasuk, it says, Usini dasa olav, the tamei shivas yamim. Then it says, v'chol ha'mishkav. It's not a prat that's written right after the klal. And the Torah said, Usini dasa olav, v'chol ha'mishkav, at yishkav olav yitma, the tamei shivas yamim, then I would have said, it's a klal followed by a prat. But the Torah didn't do that. The Torah wrote a sentence in between Utina dasa olav and v'chol ha'mishkav. It wrote the words, the tamei shivas yamim. That breaks the klal and prat up, and therefore the rule of klal and prat no longer applies. That's what Abaya is answering. Okay, let me just finish the line. Amar Abaya, yitmazai yamim mastika inya. That breaks apart the continuity. Have a klal and prat hamruchokim zemi zem. So it's a klal and prat that are distant from each other. The whole klal and prat hamruchokim zemi zem. Ain done in ice of a klal uprat. Yes.
What does it say, Mishkav and Moshe? Is there a difference between Mishkav and Moshe?
There are. Honestly, I don't remember. I don't think so. I don't think so, and I think this is discussed elsewhere, but I'm not even going to venture a thing. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Midi achrini, there's only one Rashi. Midi achrini, like an adam uklicheres. What would be the other things? The bride has said before, he's metame a person, and he's metame klicheres when he moves it. Or any keli. That's Abaya's answer. So Abaya's answer is, it's not a klal prat. And therefore, we darshan it, betina das ha'alav, period. And then klal mishkav yitmas to tell me, we learned yesterday that it's not an avatoma, it becomes a rishon l'toma. Yitma toma kala, if you remember yesterday. Rav Amar, I'm sorry?
That's later? Mishka
versus Oyu? I'm just going to hear.
The next Rashi is later in the Gemara?
Yeah, I understand. Yes. Rav Amar, Rilam Danin. No, it is a klal prat. But v'chol ribuyahu, the extra vav, v'chol, tells me don't lose it as a klal prat. There's two kinds of limudim that we can use, general statements and specific statements. Either klal prat or ribui miyat. Ribui miyat is all-inclusive. And therefore, v'chol, the fact that it says v'chol, as opposed to v'hamishkav, what is the v'chol coming? To tell me it is not a prat, this is a ribui. Rashi, this is where the Rashi comes in. V'chol hamishkav ribuyahu v'la prata. The v'chol makes it a ribui. Period. So therefore, don't ask me a klal prat. Fresh the Gemara. Maskevor Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov asked a question. Now listen to what we had so far. A nida touches a person, he becomes tamei. That same person, if he wouldn't touch her, would touch her mattress, would also become tamei. Right? Because a nida makes her miskav like her. The miskav is her. Her mattress is her. She's an av, the mattress is an av. The person who touches her and the person who touches the miskav has the same level tumah. There's no difference between her and her mattress. That's the halacha. A woman makes the miskav. I talk about a woman, it could be a man zav, same thing. The zav or nida make the miskav like themselves. Exactly. The same severity of tumah. There's no difference between the nida herself and her mattress. Between the zav himself and his mattress. They're both avatumas, and if a person touches them, he becomes tameh. That's the halacha. Not only does he become tameh, but his clothing becomes tameh. A nida and a mishkav can be metameh a person to make him tameh, and the clothing he wears tameh. That's the halacha. By a what?
Even though that person that touches him has his
clothing. Yeah, he becomes a risha, so does his clothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, by a man who lives with Anita, we had a pasuk that told us that the mishkav is not an av, that the mishkav is a rishon. So why don't we say that just like by the woman or the zav, there's no difference him and his mishkav, the one who lives with the woman, there should be no difference between him and his mishkav, that he should also not be able to make a person tameh. He should also only be a rishon. He shouldn't be an av. Just like by the woman, the mattress is her. By him, the mattress is him. And by the mattress, we learned, it's only a rishon. So maybe, when the Torah said, Rasin the Dasa Olav, the Torah means he becomes tummy for 7 days as a rishon. Not as an av, but as a rishon. Just like his mattress is a rishon, and by nida we find her and her mattress is one and the same. So why don't we say by the man who lives with Anita, him and his mattress are one and the same. And the Torah told me his mattress is only a rishon, so why don't we say he's only a rishon? How do you know that he's an av, and he can be metame a person, but his mattress is a rishon? That means you're differentiating between him and his mattress. By the zav and the nida, you did not differentiate between them and their mattress. If the Torah says he becomes her, so why don't we, and we know it's not exactly the same, because we learned yesterday from the word yitma that it's more lenient. Fine, so then he should be more lenient. Because just like he, she and her mattress is the same, him and his mattress should be the same. Maskevla Rabba, Yaakov. Eime kehi. Why don't we say the mattress is like her? He's like her. Mahi lechalakta babay margoa lemishkava. The Torah does not differentiate between the person who touches her or touches her mishkav. L'tamei Adam, that person becomes tamei, u'l'tamei begadim, and so does his clothing that he's wearing, l'chumra. We make him demarishan, right? We say, the nida and her mattress is one and the same. Whatever affects him, her affects the mattress. Whatever affects the mattress, affects her. Same halacha. Afihu, so the bio nida, l'tachlik v'aybe magadim l'mishkavai. There shouldn't be a difference, right? L'tamei Adam, u'l'tamei begadim l'kula. Why don't we learn out, right, that both won't be metame a person? Meaning that the halacha of tumi adam, just like by her there's no difference, by him there shouldn't be difference. And if you touch the bayo nida, a person shouldn't become tame. What we said in the brisa before was that as far as being metame a person and a keli, they're one and the same. A bayo nida is like a nida. Only in the mishkav did we differentiate. I mean, why don't we compare? What happens to her happens to him. Meaning, she is her mattress, he is his mattress. And for the Gemara, Amarava, Olav Latinoimas. The scene, the Dasa Olav, the word Olav says, pile it on, make a chumrah. So even though the Pasuk follows with the word Yitma to tell me that the Mishkav is only a rishon, but Olav tells me he's her. He gets the severity of her as far as he himself is concerned. Not his mishkav, but he himself. That extra word of sinidasa, olav, I don't know what extra word there is. Olav says, he becomes like her as far as he is concerned. And therefore, he is Matami Bagam to be Matami Bagadam. Let's see, Rashi might tell me. Zok Rashi. Emekihi. Bayla Kamaisa. The Bayla should be like her. Dakshinu Krah, the Torah compared them. Luchumra, Shishnei Matami Bagadam, Matami Bagadam. By Anidor Ezaba, her Mishkab is her, Luchumra. That both can be Matami, a person, and his clothing. Afulay Tachlik be Magoyle Mishkabai. Don't separate. Ula Kula. Shishnei Mloya Tamu. How do I know that? The Mishkabim, Shitalot, Shinatki Akasa, the title removed it. It's a Yipma. He'll give Magoy Nami, his touch. Shimnagabadam, Layatamenu, the Tamib Begadim. He shouldn't have the Tumah to be Matami Begadim. Meaning, who says it has that severity? It's different. Loksiv, Utina Dasa Olav. The Hadachsiv, Utina Dasa Olav, the Hukshuhu Vihi Baikra. Aren't we comparing him to her? So just like her, she is her mattress. Why isn't he his mattress? Olav, one second. Olav, lahachmir mashma b'loy lahokul. The word olav seems to mean chumrah. I don't know what else the Torah could have used. It could have said b'tamei kamaisa or something like that. In fact, it says olav seems to throw an extra chumrah on. Yes, Baruch Mitzvah, you had a question?
Why does Rashi use this word? Because
I'm assuming whether the Hadamina was, it shouldn't be b'tamei person, like his mishkav. Or only take away the severity of the time of Begadim.
So in other words,
he would be Matamba Adam. Now, I'm not sure, so that's why I didn't stress it.
But not his clothing.
Right. But even though that would be shver, because then it's not his mattress. His mattress is not Matamba Adam either.
Do they go together?
But that's the kasha.
Is that the kula?
Again, the kasha is make him like his mattress, just like you make her like her mattress.
So she, somebody touches her, it reshows the Begadim Duget.
Right.
By a Bo'olida,
I would say it's not Matam Adam either. Because we're saying it's the same as a Mishkab. Mishkab is not Matam Adam.
So,
when
the Havamina?
Yeah.
Now, in the Maskana?
The Maskana is exactly like her. Matam Adam, Matam Adam.
Just Mishkab is the only difference.
Right. Because it says, the sin that does to Allah, Allah is a Chumro. And, right, that's exactly right. Don't think of my right. The Mishnah said that kusim are tameh, right? Because they're bialinidus. And the Mishnah explained itself. Why are they bialinidus? Because the yoshvus hakodam v'dam. Now when I learned the Mishnah, I explained the maskon of this Gemara. So let the Gemara do its thing. Frank the Gemara. First, the Gemara is interested. The single kusim aren't bialinidus. Why are we making every kusi a bialinidah? A Kusi Bachar, 15 years old, he's not a Bayal Nida. Why are we saying he's like a Bayal Nida? Dr. Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Migad, affect Ato Kulo Bayal Nidas, Nino? Are they all Bayal Nidas? Dr. Rashi, Ato Kulo Bayal Nidas, Nino, Baika Pnuyim. There's the single ones. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Migad, La, Binisua Shanu, Einochinami. The Mishnah means the married Kusim. The single Kusim, they don't live with women, they're not Bayal Nidas. So when the Mishnah said that kusim a mitamim mishkav tachten galyan, it means the married kusim, not the single kusim. No Rashi. Nothing in my right to hang yoshus or kodam. Tamar rabbanon, Tanya. Amar Rav Meir. So to me, I don't understand. Im hang yoshus or kodam v'dam t'kani higadalam. It's a chumrah. What's wrong with chumras? They sit on kodam v'dam. They're machmer. They're very frum. For that, we make them tummy mishkav and vayshav, like mishkav katacht and kaolyon, because they're frum. Adarabah, we should laud them for their chumrah that they're machmer by nida. And for the Gemara, Ela Sharayas Dab Edai Mashlim Masaisal Adam Yarok. It's a chumrah, but has a terrible kula side, because they count the yellow blood as day one. And then when it turns red 2 days later, they're on day three. Whereas the halacha would be day one starts then. So it's very wonderful that they stay away from their wives day one and two, but not at the cost of living with their wives when they are really needed later on. So the Rav Meir asks, what's wrong with being machmer? The answer is the chumra brings kulos, increases, and therefore it makes them tamei by the needed. Rashi, In my yisus kodam b'dam shein rayas bein tar b'dain tamri bein tar yishev esolim zayin yimein yidusa. She keeps seven. Shehitzchum in yana mishinishtam. Right? Shehitzchum in yana mishinishtam maridam b'tim nizayin yamim. And she'll start her, the Remeir understood in the Adamina, she'll start seven when the blood changes. Again, Takana Gedoyli here. But the answer is, Ava Eina Noises K. They don't do that. Eina Midas Al Maria Rishayna. They don't say that the color change starts a new seven. They say, continue on. Kishar Narsim, Vizek Kilku. They do like every other woman that starts from day one. But the problem is, their day one is not day one. She finishes it. She thinks she's tamei. Right? She learned that even yellow blood is tamei. And when on day five it turns into dam edayim, she keeps six and seven. It's not a chumra that they also count the yellow and then start counting again when it's red. That's what they would do, that they would be lauded. But they don't do that. What they do is they count from yellow and continue through red, okay. And therefore it's needless. Yes, doctor.
When did the habit of treating a needle like a dog start?
Later on in history. I think in the days of Gemara, not in the days of Mishnayos.
That's what I thought.
It's a brisa, so it could be towards the very end. But the Mishnah, I don't think, ever mentions it.
Because I'm not exactly certain in terms of the count, but the problem is here. Because if you start early, as long as you go 7 days...
Again, in the Mishnayos, I don't remember ever being mentioned that they kept 7 days.
That's fine. In which case, certainly when the cleansing started, there was no such comfort. And so the problem is, I can come up with the way it's a problem, but it's not easy to come up with the way it's a problem. She's clean. She goes to
the mikvah. Again, we're talking pre-chumra. The Mishnah
right,
never...
Exactly,
so pre-chumra, after
that's
7 days...
That's exactly my point.
So they went to...
What's the problem with the kusi?
Very, very, very big problem with the kusi.
Okay.
Because they started seeing day one yellow. Would they count day one?
Right.
And day five, they had a period of a day. And they count, 7 days. I'm clean. I go to the mikvah. Not true. Your 7 days started on your day five. A very simple problem. If they needed 7 clean days, it would never happen, the problem. I don't know. After the Chumra, it's not a problem.
And also, there's an interesting thing that Rabbi Wiener, when he's translating Mishnah, deals with the problem that Ravitcher Mingle was one of the Rokham deals with. But he does it differently. He translates as that the kusi are viewed as, in other words, they're not saying that, he is not translating that they're literally.
No. You're being Mike Silas on Rabbi Wiener. No, I'm just joking. But
no, I'm quoting.
No, I understand. No, the answer is that's not what he meant. He meant the very next line of the Mishnah that says it's only a suffix. Every bile, even the kusim that are married, we don't know they were violated either. We don't know that their wife had a yellow and then a red. We don't know what happened that month. We view them as, we don't know. Even the married ones, we don't know. The Gemara's problem is that you shouldn't even view the single ones at all because they had no shaychus. A married one, you can say it's a suffix. A single one is not even a suffix. He's answering the married ones. He's saying that even the married ones, we don't know they were violated. Who said the woman had a yellow and then a red? Maybe she went straight to the red that month. Remember, it's month by month. That red month, she had a red. She had 7 days. She's 100% clean. And he's 100% clean. So what's the problem?
No, I have to say that in terms of when something is like something, that means it is not that thing itself. For instance, when it's similar to
Torah. What are you driving?
Kim is selling them. If something is kimisonim, that means definitionally they're not misonim.
Okay, again, I have no idea what you're trying to drive at.
Here, one of the explanations, which is not the one of Rabbi Yitzchak Mingel.
It is the one that he's saying. A single boy would not be viewed as. He didn't do anything. The viewed as is only by married people. It might be. Nobody's disagreeing with the Gemara.
Incidentally, I have nothing against Rabbi Wiener I have respect for everyone. I'm not willing to make a metonymy in Walmart.
Yes.
The yellow discharge unusual?
I have no idea. I don't know. Do I know what women? I have no idea. I wasn't there. And even if I was there, I probably wouldn't know.
Actually, you were.
Just to give my right. Matzkel Rabbi Bachama. So Rabbi Bachama has a problem. I'm sorry, I skipped. Davar Achar, another pshat in what we're worried about. Yoim Shepesekas by Sefrasa Leminyan Shiva. That means a woman that's a Zava. Now, a Zava needs a Hefsik Tara. That means there has to be a day that if she saw part of that day, that does not count towards states at one of the seven. Let me explain again. Anita sees on Sunday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Sunday is day one, because she doesn't need clean days. So Sunday is day one, Shabbos is day seven. By Tzoy Shabbos, she goes to the mikvah. I don't care what time of the day Sunday she saw, Sunday is day one. A Zava, that means her three consecutive days during the 11 days they need the lenida, and she saw a discharge before she can count day one as a clean day. Day one has to be a complete clean day, so the night before, the evening before, she has to make what is called a hefsik tara. She has to check to make sure that at that point she's not seeing. Therefore, if she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night before shkia, she would make a hefsik tara to establish Wednesday as day one. Because if not, if she sees part of Wednesday, then she can't count Wednesday as part one, day one. That's the halacha. The kusim paskind, mitzvah hayayim kekuloi. That if the woman sees Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then from 4 o'clock till shkia she didn't see, that's day one. She had a clean day. Mitzvah hayayim kekuloi. We say mitzvah hayayim kekuloi for many things. So they paskind mikta sayyayim kikuloi for seven clean days. That the first day doesn't have to be a complete day. She doesn't have to have a hefsik tara. As long as she stops seeing some time through a day, the rest of the day can count as one of the seven clean days. So Mamela, they were a day off. For every Zava, they were a day off. They went to the mikvah one day early. And therefore, they were Bayal Zava. Bayal Nida, Bayal Zava is the same. That's why they're suffering Bayal Nida. That's what the Gemara answers. Davar Achar, Yom Shepesekas by Sefrasa Leminyan Shiva. The day she stopped seeing Zivus, not Nidus, she counted toward the 7 days. By Nidus, you can count the days she sees. We're talking about Zivus now. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Yom Shepesekas by Shiraya Gimel Ritzufim Vahakas Ayim Anida. When she sees three consecutive days after the seven, V'hava Zava, and she became a Zava, U'peisekes be'emtza hayayim, and she stopped seeing in the middle of the day. So Feres Isaac Tas hayayim, Shana Erev, Minyan Shiva Nekiyah. She counted that day for the seven clean days. V'anan Zayin Nekiyim Shleimim be'inam L'Zava. We need seven complete clean days. Maskel Rami Bachama. So Rami Bachama asked the following question. V'tisperenu. What's wrong? Maybe she's right. Why don't we agree to that? The Kaimala makes us say I'm Gagulai. So Rami Bachama says, I don't get it. Who says they're wrong? We paskim makes us say I'm Gagulai. If anything, the question is, why don't we count that day as one of the seven again? Now, Rami Bachama is not trying to change the halacha. He's questioning, why is the halacha right? The Chayre makes us say I'm Gagulai. They're doing 100% what the Torah wants them to do. And we should do it. Adarabba. We should change our thing, not that they should change their thing. So, Krashi.
What was the case that this is so yellow?
No. This is the case that they counted part of the day towards clean days. That means they stopped seeing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they didn't see the rest of the day. They said that's day one of clean days. Then, because I am Kikulai. So Rami Bachama's question is, why don't we say because I am Kikulai? We paskim because I am Kikulai. Again, we always pass mitzvah yam kekulai. That's what Rabbi Bachama is saying. Well, obviously, you wouldn't have a question if we don't pass in a kula, right? We do, by the way, in Avelis. Kula, of course we do. Zuckrashi. MK. Oh, no. So that's the Gemara's answer.
Beginning of the day or the end of the day?
Okay. Here's the question. Before we start darshaning, let's understand the Gemara, what it's going to answer. Halakha l'maisa, yes. But not by sub anyway, but we'll talk about that differently. Halakha l'maisa, yes, but that's not the point here. Why don't we say mitzvah? Cool, that's what I'm about mistake. You know halakha l'maisa. The Gemara didn't know halakha l'maisa. The Gemara is learning. Yeah, you're smart. I always used to tell my eighth grade. You're smarter than the Gemara. Because you know what we do, right? So you know the Gemara wasn't as smart as you. They didn't know what we do. So we have to let the Gemara find out what we know already.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not even going to answer it. There's three part of this at the end of the Masechta. But at this point, this is the source. Amar Rava Imkain Shichva Zera the Sasa Beziva Echem Mishkakasla. So Rava, it would be impossible to say Mikdasim Kekuloi because of another halacha that the Torah told us. The Torah told us a Zav through his 7 days, if he sees Shichva Zera, not Zivus, we had this earlier, if he had a discharge of Shichva Zera on day 6, it does not make him redo 7 days. He can't count day 6. But he can count day 1 through 5 and 7. He just needs an extra day. The Shichva Zera during the Shiva Nikiyim takes off 1 day. We had it earlier in the Masechta. Does not interrupt the whole thing. Now, if Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai, if you would say Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai, then you don't need a whole clean day, right? So if he's on 12 o'clock, he has the rest of day 6. So why can't he count the rest of day 6 as day 6? Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai. Doesn't have to have a whole day 6. He only has to have part of a day. Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai. So, Zakrava, from the fact that the Torah told me that if a Zav has a discharge of Shichva Zera, it ruins 1 day. Why does it ruin a day? Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai should kick in and say, yes, he saw Shichva Zera, but he made up for it. He has a day. He has a clean day. The rest of the day was clean. So he has a complete clean day. Just like the Zava, on the day that she stops, you want to say, Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai, she has a complete clean day. So over here, he had a complete clean day. And the Torah said, no, it takes off 1 day. That means the Torah is saying, don't say Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai. I can't hear what you say. But the same thing is true by the lady. The Kusim, Rabbi Bachama's question was, that the lady should be able to count the by end of the day as a whole day. That means we don't say the fact that you saw the first half makes a difference. Masculine. But 1 day.
Talking about a man?
Yes. But Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai. Something tomorrow. That's not a kasha. If she saw it at noontime, you have a good question. The case that a Shichva Zera takes off a day, if he saw right before Shkia, there was no Mikdas Hayayim after the discharge. Shkia was 7:14, and he had his discharge 7:13. There was no Mikdas Hayayim afterwards. Ain't no Ganami. If he had a discharge 3 o'clock in the afternoon, who says it takes off 1 day? Maybe when the Torah says it destroys 1 day, it's when he saw it 7:12, right before Shkia. Are you going to tell the pasuk when it said that Shichva Zera takes off 1 day is only if he sees right before Shkia Sachama? Are you telling me, Pshat, that the pasuk means one far out case? Because now you're telling me that if he sees any time during the day, Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai. Only if he sees right before Shkia. That means when the Pasuk says Shichva Zera starts in 1 day, it's in one case. Is that what you're going to tell the Pasuk? So I'll my end. Yeah, I'll tell that to the Pasuk. We let Sukkim find their own way. Meaning, if we know Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai, and we have a Pasuk that tells us that, so we say, Pasuk, you must be talking about when there was no Mikdas Hayayim. It's far out case, so who said we can't tell the Torah that that's what it's talking about? We let the Torah find its place. If Mikdas Hayayim Kekulai is a fact, which we know it is, so that's what the Torah meant. It sounds strange to you that the Torah is talking about one case. Who said? Why can't we let the Torah find its place? It'll be, I don't know if the words he translates, dachik muki anavshe. It'll squeeze its way and find its way.
Interpreted in
a strange manner. Right. So the Gemara never answers the question. But halacha didn't change. We don't say mitzvah se'em kekule at the end of the day. But Rabbi Bar Chama had the question, why not? And the answer that Rabbi gave him doesn't work. He never answers the question. Halacha? Rabbi Bar Chama is not trying to change halacha. He just doesn't understand halacha. He remains fair. Let me just do Rashi. Look Rashi. In Cain, the Le'inyan Nekiyem, mitzvah se'em kekule, Zav shepasak v'hitzchol lispar. The Zav that stopped and started counting. V'roi carry. V'kaimel on the seisar isayayim takes off that day. V'sulai v'mapelas b'shmaitze kamay. So we learned that in the third parak in the first sugya. V'mitzaseyem kekuloi my seisar. Why is he seisar? K'ksas hayayim lovay. There's still part of the day to come. In the chazoy b'palgayayim akushi. Meaning we're slugging Rav up. We're saying, maybe Enochanami, we saw part of the day, it's okay. Are you going to tell the Pasuk, Bitmia? What, you're telling the Pasuk that it has to talk about one case? The Gemara answers to establish Rabbi Bakama's question. In, leave the Pasuk, let it do the thing. Since Mitzvah Seyem Kekulei is an accepted halacha, the title will find its way that it's talking about Samach Lishkiya Sachama. End of the day, we have no answer to Rabbi Rachama's question, except we know it's wrong. That's all. Rabbi Rachama knew it was wrong. He wasn't trying to change Hanhag of the people. He was just saying, why not? You're passing your Matami to Kusim because they said Mikta Sam Kikulai. I have a different question. Why don't we say Mikta Sam Kikulai? Yes, Dr.
Actually a question or something you and I have discussed several times over the last quarter century, which is that it seems to me that oftentimes the pursuit of the Gemara is that the practice is known. How do we justify it? Rather than how do we define the practice given the axioms on which we act, which is why I asked you a question about a month or so ago in the office of the office, which is we're taking the psukim and trying to identify practice when the psukim could be defined, could be taken as in a couple of different ways.
Again.
And, but in that case, as far as that, the practice was not known. The practice, as you mentioned, was forgotten. They were trying to unearth practice. And so the monogamous part of the problem in Kutcher would seem to be that we're going in a very opposite of the way we usually do.
Again, every Gemara is different. Sometimes we're trying to figure out what the halacha is, and in Kachim for sure it was trying that because they didn't have to make something like this with them. They were a few hundred years later, or 150 years later, whatever it is. But in this Gemara, the Gemara knows the established practice, and it's just trying to find out why it's true, and sometimes the Gemara doesn't have an answer. That's the Gemara of Aitem by Rami Bar Chama. We go weiter. That's what happened. Famous story of the Ragachever. Somebody asked him a kasha, and he said he's been working on this kasha, and he can't find an answer, and it's driving him crazy. So the Ragachever wrote him a whole tshuva. And like usual, the Ragachever's tshuva was just, I in here. A whole page of where to look. He looked at everyone, not one had to do with his question. So he asked the Ragachever to please explain himself. Ragachever said he wrote him every place that Tysus has a kasha that didn't answer, and he wrote the next place. You go on in life. Not every question has to have an answer. A lot of things I don't understand. That's life. You move on. Sometimes you get the answer later on in life, but sometimes you don't.
I'll have to agree with you.
It's fact. I'm telling you facts. It's not I agree or disagree. You don't know the answer to everything. I don't know the answer to everything. The Gemara didn't have an answer for this.
So that would be
that we know the halacha. We try to figure out why it's true. If we don't know, we don't know. But the halacha doesn't change.
And the halacha of the Mechafayom is...
does not apply to the last half of the day. That's what it's saying.
Just in this case.
Again, we are learning this case. I don't have shots at my fingertips that I can go through Brachas Tanina right now and tell you whether we do it in every case. I'd be lying if I made it up. And since I don't like to make things up, so I'm going to say, I have no idea. There's three Brachas Tanina that deals with this Sugya, or two, I don't remember exactly three, but and at that point we might be more enlightened. Maybe by then we'll have an answer. Divrei Taira Aniyim B'Malkim Echad V'Ashirim B'Malkim Achar. Taira can be poor in one place and rich in the other, which means you're stuck in one place and then all of a sudden a different Gemara enlightens. That's why we keep on moving. That's what happens. Yes?
In this world, there is not a complete answer to anything.
Exactly.
One of
I agree.
The most significant things in mathematics over the 20th century was Gödel's incompleteness theorem, in which he showed that mathematics was not internally consistent.
Again. I'm sticking to this Gemara. I don't know mathematics. We'll do Gemara. Mai Rami Machama. Paleta Shich Vezera Mao Shatista Vaziva. Okay, here's a woman that had a relationship with her husband right after she was a Nida. She was a Nida for 7 days. That night she went to the mikvah, had a relationship with her husband. As we learn in Shavuos, that the first 3 days after a relationship, if a woman, I'm not going to get involved now in 4 oneness, 5 oneness, 6 oneness, the Sugya and Shabbos. After, for 3 days, we'll just pick a general statement. If she expels the Shich Bezerah of her husband, she becomes Tameh. She becomes Tameh. She has to go to the mikvah. That's the halacha. So here's a lady that lived with her husband at this day 7, and then she all of a sudden saw blood 8, 9, and 10. Right? And then, during the period of 3 days, she expelled Shich Bezerah. Now, exactly how that works, that it should be within 3 days, because if she has to see 3 days, how does the Paleta Shich Bezerah work? I'm not sure. Zot Rashi, Rashi says, not just Shim Shabazayv. Rashi says she did an Isser. She lived with her husband during the Zivas. She saw day 8, and she lived with her husband. She saw day 9, and she lived with her husband. Well, Pascha, Mitzchila Limbay. But she's a firm lady. She might have violated the issue of living with her husband during Zivas, but she wants to do Shiva Nikiyam. V'schila Limbais, Upolta, now she expelled the husband, Shich Vazera, during her 7 Nikiyam. Ma'u Shatista Minyana. What does it do to her count? Hakaimalan, the Pelesis Tameya, a woman that expels Shich Vazera during the first 3 days after a relationship, becomes Tameh. The question is, what do we view her as? Let me explain. A woman who is a Zava and is counting Shiva Nikiyam and would touch Shich Vazera of her husband, she wouldn't affect the Shiva Nikiyam. Because she touches Shich Vazera, it affects her 7 clean days. She didn't have any Riya. She didn't see anything. She touched. Touch does not undo Shiva Nikiyam. Shiva Nikiyam doesn't mean she can't touch Tumah. Shiva Nikiyam means she has to be clean, that she doesn't see anything during those 7 days. This woman that expels Shich Vazera 2 days after a relationship, is she seeing Shich Vazera? Or is she touching Shich Vazera? Why is she Tumah? Because her body expelled, and that's like her own Riya, even though it's a foreign object that came into her body. We view it as a Riya. That's what the tyrant said, she becomes Tameh. If it's a Riya, she had a Riya in the middle of her Shiva Nikiyam. A Riya in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam affects Shiva Nikiyam. She had a Riya. Or do we say, no, it's because the Shich Bezerah touches her on the way out. The internal touch doesn't do anything. But on the way out, it touches the external part of her body. And therefore, she becomes Tameh for touching Shich Bezerah. That doesn't affect her 7 days. That's Rami Bachama Shaila. Raya Haisa, is she a Raya? The last words in Rashi, Mishim Raya Heva Sasra, and it does it because she had a Riya in between, Aidoma, or maybe Negas Haisa. We view her as a touch, the light Sasra. Negas doesn't do a Sira. Rashi, I Mishim Negas, who Negeya, light Sasra. Amarava, the from Chorfish Abesta. Because of Rabbi Bachama's sharpness, he made a mistake. Because Nehinami de Sasra, let's say it's considered a Riyah. How much is there? How much would it undo? Tister Shiva? you're going to say the Shechva Zera that she expels. If Yevuya is a Ria, would you make her start again then one? How could she be more strict than him? He sees Keri during his 7 days. It's one day. He sees his Keri, his Shechva Zera, and that should undo 7 days? Does that make sense? The man who expels his own Shechva Zera, which is definitely a Ria, the Torah only said one day. But if she expels the man, Shechva Zera, even if you want to call it a Ria, you're going to say that's 7 days? Doesn't make any sense. Daya Kabayla. She's not worse than her husband. She'd be enough like her one who lived with her. Tister Yoy Mechad. You wanted to do one day like by him? The Achar Titor Amarachmana. The Torah says she should count 7 days, and afterward she becomes Tomei. Torah, what's going to be Achar? Amarachmana. Achar Achar Lukulam. It has to be straight 7 days, so they say tuma mafsekas bedayam. You can't have any tumas riyah in between. So one day is not a possibility. Zeret akostov. The Torah said a woman cannot have a one-day intervention here. So therefore, it has to be a 7 clean days. And to say that a shechva zera will undo 7 days, you're making her expelling his shechva zera worse than him expelling his own shechva zera. Makes no sense. Therefore, obviously, it's not a riyah. If the Torah says she needs 7 clean days with no Ria intervening, there's no one-day option for her. Torah says it's not a Ria, because if it's a Ria, to do 7 days makes no sense, and to do 1 day is an impossibility. So, Krabbe, the mistaken question is based on a fact that he wants to do what? He's so sharp that he made an error. So, to Gemara, if that's the case, so then I got the same problem by a man. How can a Zav only do 1 day? How can he only undo 1 day? The Tarasai Amarachmana says he counts 7 days with Tarasai, so I take Tumma Mafsekas Benayah. Doesn't that say the same thing? You need 7 consecutive, no intervening thing that blocks the 7 at all? That means a man also should undo 7 days. And we have Sukkim that say it's only 1 day. How can it be? The Torah says it has to be consecutive 7 with no intervening. But the Torah says it only does 1 day. Elamayis tochlemeimar. So I take tumaziva mafsekes meneya. The Torah doesn't mean no Ria in between. The Torah means no Ria of zivus in between. That if he sees zivus in the 7 days, it undoes all 7. Hakanamis loitei tumaziva mafsekes meneya. The same thing is by a woman. So the Gemara says Rabbi Bachama has a good shaila. Because it's possible for a woman to see Shechva Zera and only take off 1 day. The Torah said it has to be 7 consecutive. It says 7 consecutive by man too. And yet we said that it only undoes 1 day. That means when it says consecutive, it means no Tumaziva. If it means no Tumaziva by him, it means no Tumaziva by her. And we haven't proven the Shaila. So we don't know whether it undoes 1 day or not by a woman. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Imshim Nagas Venegale Sizer, Daya Kabbalah, Zav Hamoina, Raw Kerry, Ada Sizer Leimechad. It only a Sizer 1 day. Tister Yaimechad, and Kain Lehavi Ritzufim. That means it's not 7 consecutive. Rahman Amar Bahachat Yitar Achacha Lukulam. Claim it's man Echad Lukulam. It has to be 1 time to Ritzufim Karasam. It has to be 7 consecutive days. So the Gemara, then by him, it's the same problem. The Tarasam Rachmana, Shiva Shamim the Tarasai, Mashmatara Achas, 1 consecutive of 7, so they take off Saka Benea. The Echisasa carry Yamechat Lahabi Ritzufim. Then how can a carry take off 1 day? Elamai is the Chameimar. The consecutive doesn't mean no intervening thing. Say to Mazivim Avsekas Benea. Shimroya Zaiv, Saitis Koma Shimana. Any Ziva is under 7. I will carry Lahavi Avsaka. Same by her, and therefore we didn't answer our Shaila. Everybody said everyone.